was.
Come on,
01.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combo Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Matera residents bemoan a shortage of essential drugs at the local hospital. Zaka expressed concerns are over skyrocketing millimeal prices. And in African news, 33 undocumented miners intercepted at South African border. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Lusaka's Matera Township have complained about the alleged lack of essential drugs at Matera Level 1 Hospital. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents complained that they're only given painkillers whenever they visit the health facility and only issued with prescriptions for other drugs that they hardly afford. They have since appealed to the Minister of Health to ensure that Matera Level 1 Hospital is fully stocked with essential drugs, especially those beyond the reach of an ordinary resident, in order to save lives. Meanwhile, Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Zulu has expressed a worry over the poor road network in Matera Township. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mrs. Zulu cited the road behind Matera Level 1 Hospital as one that needs urgent attention from the local authority. The Lusaka DC has since directed the local leadership to ensure the road is worked on, stating that government has released the funds for temporary road works to ease the movements of motorists and people in the community.
And this is the reason why we have that money taking to this. People are complaining to me, and this is the DF money.
Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has revealed that the Ministry of Education has released more than 3 million kwacha for the renovation of the classroom block at Mukushi Boarding School, which was blown off by strong winds last year. Mr. Kapungwe said the district administration has put in place measures to ensure that the renovation works are completed as soon as possible. He added that authorities will closely monitor their project to ensure it meets the required standards. Mr. Kapungwe further thanked the government for its swift response to the incident, noting that the release of funds will help restore a safe and conducive learning environment for pupils at the school.
The Ministry of Education has released 3 million plus to renovate the school, and I'm sure procurement processes should be advanced if not concluded. And therefore, we're anxious as district administration to see what's been done. And we are hopeful that since monies have been secured, we pray that activity and works will be concluded pretty soon. And so that is where we are, and we are proud that government has responded so quick to our request over the disaster we experienced.
Environmental expert Godfrey Piri has called for an urgent and comprehensive relocation a solid action plan for residents of Kalusale who have been severely affected by the pollution incident. Mr. Piri has urged the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to ensure that the investor, Sino Metals Limited, pays for the relocation and damages caused. A comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment conducted by Applied Science and Technology Associates, a consulting firm engaged by the ZEMA, revealed that the area of Kalusale suffered extensive damage following the collapse of tailings dam at TD15 at Sino Metals. The dam failure, which occurred in February last year, released approximately 50,000 tons of toxic waste into the environment, contaminating the Kafua River system and surrounding areas, affecting aquatic life, water supplies, and agriculture activities along the river. But Mr. Piri says the measures are crucial to restoring trust between residents and authorities in the wake of such a traumatic event. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over skyrocketing millimeal prices ranging between 280 kwacha and 320 kwacha in some chain stores. In an interview, ZACA Executive Director Juba Sakala says that despite the country recording a bumper maize harvest in 2024-2025 farming season, millimeal prices have continued to surge. And a spot check by Kombon Ready News have found some stores selling the commodity at 300 kwacha per 25 kilogram bag, while roller mill is selling between 220 kwacha and 290 kwacha for a 25 kilogram bag. And Mr. Sakala has noted with concern that while prices usually rise during the rainy season due to transport and supply challenges, it is worrying that maize meals and other essential commodities have remained expensive even after harvest.
Despite the country recording a bumper harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season, traditionally prices rise during the rain season due to transport costs, supply challenges, but what is worrying is that the prices of maize meal and other essential commodities have stayed even higher after the harvest. The situation persists despite the stabilization of the exchange rate, which is around 20 kwacha to each dollar. These are pointing to deeper structural issues such as high fuel prices, high production cost, weak market competition, as well as speculative pricing. Fuel costs in particular continue to push up the cost of food, you know, pressing a heavy burden on consumers, especially the low-income households.
Meanwhile, Millers Association of Zambia President Andrew Chintala has attributed the high millimeal prices to market forces influenced by the supply and demand. Mr. Chintala says the maize marketing season